Chaotic times in America always seem to throw us back to one year, 1968. Democrats were planning a nominating convention in August. Sitting President Johnson, who'd passed historic civil rights legislation, was considered a shoo-in. Then he escalated the war in Vietnam. In March, anti-war activists like Tom Hayden and Rennie Davis announced demonstrations that would be nonviolent and legal. The Yippies, Jerry Rubin and Abby Hoffman, called for a convention festival. LBJ withdrew. Then in April, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. In June, candidate Robert Kennedy was also gunned down. In August, all the pain and anger of the year poured into Chicago. Protest leaders begged police to let people sleep in the parks. There was nowhere else to go. They were denied. The confrontations with police and armed National Guard at curfew were televised around the world. Here's how ABC News described it.
Hundreds of marchers and dozens of policemen were injured. Restraint was absent on both sides. This was later called a police riot.
But first, a year later, leaders of that protest, including Hoffman, Jerry Rubin, Tom Hayden, were put on trial for conspiracy and crossing state lines with intent to start a riot. From the start, the judge, Julius Hoffman, seemed determined to convict and control a trial that included Judy Collins and Country Joe McDonald as witnesses and defendants who dress up in costumes and blow kisses to the jury. The story is dramatized in the new Netflix film, The Trial of the Chicago Seven. Frank Langella stars as Judge Hoffman and joins us now. Frank Langella, welcome.
Thank you.
You were unique among cast members like Sacha Baron Cohen, who plays Hoffman, because you were alive in 68. What do you remember about that time?
Well, I remember I was 30, and I wasn't a very good citizen when I was a young man. I was ambitious for my work and my life. I paid very little attention to the politics of the day.
So this movie is for you almost a way to go back and learn more about a time that you lived through. But let's give listeners a sense of the character you play, Judge Julius Hoffman. In this scene, one of the defendants, and this is Black Panther Bobby Seale, who it's a whole separate storyline. He did not belong in this trial at all. But he makes a motion to represent himself, and this is supported by another defense attorney. Let's listen to how your character, Judge Hoffman, responds.
Are you now speaking on behalf of Mr. Seale?
No, Your Honor. I'm speaking on behalf of the other defendants.
You're standing right next to him. Why don't you just represent him?
Because I'm not his lawyer, sir. And if I understand, Mr. Seale, this last month and a half, and I believe I have, he is not represented by counsel.
Overruled.
I am being denied
Mr.
right
Seale,
now my constitutional
will you be quiet?
Right for
will
legal
you,
representation.
Will you be quiet?
Oof. This was difficult to watch. Hoffman would eventually order Bobby Seale to be manacled, gagged, while sitting in the courtroom without representation. As you're playing this man, kind of reprehensible in that moment, what forces are you gathering to do that?
Well, he's reprehensible throughout. He doesn't have a single redeeming quality. He is a pawn of the government, not very bright. And I felt, with Aaron's wonderful guidance, I felt free to make him as much of a monster as he reportedly was.
Well, you mentioned Aaron Sorkin, who adapted this screenplay from all true life events. And in case anyone's thinking that you're a little over the top here, Slate wrote, as unbelievable as it seems, Judge Hoffman, who was born in 1895, really did act with the malice shown in the film, dismissing objections from the defense before they were made, arbitrarily excluding evidence, witnesses, even jurors. Not the first who some considered negatively that you've played, Richard Nixon. In Frost Nixon, you played the handler of the spies in The Americans. Where does this character fit? And in your head, is there ever like a Rolodex of, you know, people you've inhabited?
No, they come and they go. I don't have no comparison at all to Nixon. If there's anyone I compare him to, it's Skeletor in Masters of the Universe, which I did for my son when he was 4 years old. It was a joy to play a man who had no conscience and knew from the moment he walked in that he was going to convict them.
Yeah. To people who say to you, And maybe they do, maybe they don't. But we've had a lot of people trying to compare what's happening recently with 1968. Is there a comparison?
Oh, well, of course there is. Look, government is always corrupt, always, all the way back to the teapot, all the way back. In our country and in other countries, power corrupts. That's a cliche, but it's true. My hope is that President Biden will start us on a saner path, but it doesn't mean all corruption is wiped out. It just, that's not the way it works.
That's Frank Langella. He stars in the trial of the Chicago 7 as Judge Julius Hoffman. The film is available on Netflix now. Frank Langella, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Robin.